We've identified five projects that we'd like to fast track. The Bloemhoek project, which is our flagship, which I'll go into more detail with now, also started in the inferred category, and we've, with drilling, have moved it up to pre-feasibility study stage, which is due towards the end of the year. We've produced a positive scoping study, which is on our website, showing the economics of mining the ore body. Bloemhoek project, situated between Goldfields Beatrix Mine and Harmony's Mary Spirit operations. The reason we chose Bloemhoek was because it's one of our shallower projects by VIT standards, 1300 to 2300 meters, very similar to Goldfields Beatrix operations. Beatrix, that represents about 20 years mining, 500,000 ounces a year, very similar reefs. And this shows that when we started the Wits Gold prospecting rights, a lot of different people had looked at it, and they delineated eight different reefs in the various, in the Arndt formation and the various other formations. And there was a conception that the Beatrix reefs didn't go further north than the Beatrix mine lease. But our geological models have proved that to be different, and we've got a serious reef package underlying the Bloemhoek project. We expect the shaft to go down to 2,000 meters with declines to mine the lower levels. We've got 11.3 million ounces indicated, depth to between 1,300 and 2,400. Estimated annual production close to 400,000 ounces. We'll need $1 billion capex throughout the life of the project, which is about 32 years. At today's money, $64 a ton with cash cost of about $440. It'll be a long lead time to get operational following the bankable feasibility study, but that's what we are. It's a long-term option on gold, and the Wits is a place to be for deep level mining. So apart from the ramp up, there'll be 23 additional years of production, and with the dilution close to 10 million ounces.